Wowie.
James, live on Radio 2 here.
I didn't know that was going to be that emotional.
No, so this will speak, this song, to anybody who's separated through work from their family. Can you just tell us a little bit about it, Tim?
I didn't write it consciously. You know, we write through improvisation. And then it was like I was writing all this stuff about being away from home and missing my family, missing my son. And it's almost like my unconscious tells me what's going on consciously. So I think I was in denial about that. And then you get to sing it, and then you get to sing it to your son, and then you find out emotionally really what's going on underneath. And yeah, it's about that. It's about being on tour, loving. We obviously love what we do. We're blessed to love what we do. Many people are away from their families making money and earning a living, and they don't see their kids for a while, and they don't love what they do. But that's what the song's about.
And it's a life that you chose, but also chose you, so you can't. You can't avoid it. It's something that you is in you. You have to do it.
Yeah.
But that line, how did you get so tall? That's the moment where I thought my heart was going to break in two. What a line.
Thanks.
Well done. Sorry, we're just carrying mics across the room. We don't know what we're doing. Lyrically though, inspiration-wise, do you know when you've got it right?
Yes.
Is there a fiddling?
There's a point. We do fiddle. And yeah. The best ones, I wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning and I've got all these lines and with the song going around my head, and I have to stay in a half sleep, half awake place because that's the best place to write from, because you're more in contact with the subconscious. And the subconscious writes much better lyrics than Tim Booth. You know, I write pretty ordinary lyrics, but the subconscious writes some really interesting ones.
I know what you mean. I wish that I could be live in that state all the time.
I thought you did, Ricky.
It used to be called drinking too much, but it's not anymore. But do you find that when you're writing, that kind of moment where you think this has got to, I'll never forget this in the middle of the night.
No,
this is too good to forget.
No, I have to write it down. It's like you forget. They're awful. I left some lyrics on a plane once, and I know they were good, and they were like on a bit of a fag packet on the back of a plane. On the sick, they were in the sick bag, on the back of the plane.
Oh man, that's heartbreaking.
Michael picked them up, and that's how he wrote "Losing My Religion," isn't it?
We should go and talk to the backing vocalists, I think, of the band. If we just head over here, we're just got some backing singers here.
Oh, yeah.
You like to tell us who you are and what you do?
I'm a roadie, a very small roadie.
Listeners, I don't know why, but Gordon Strachan's in the room, legendary Leeds footballer.
Well, yeah, this is quite hard now.
He's notoriously shy, right?
I began shopping this morning at some point, and Tim gave me a call to say he was recording something. Did I know that'd be right here just now watching Excellence. It's okay, Tim. It's always good to see your trousers.
Okay, broadcasting live on Radio 2. Gordon, thank you.
Because the rest of the Kaiser Chiefs, I'm in the band the Kaiser Chiefs, Joe. I don't think I've mentioned that before. But they'll be really jealous. They'll be really jealous because they like a selfie.
When Gordon first invited me to a game, it was when Laid was out and we were all on the front cover wearing dresses, and he said, yeah, come to the game, but don't wear your dress.
Leave your dresses at home. No, good advice to anyone going to a Leeds match anytime soon.
Talking of Laid, that's probably where we should go to the song, do you reckon?
I would love to hear that right now.
Okay, let's do that.
Are you ready, guys?
More live music from James.
And Gordon.